This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. For the first time in a quarter century, Alabama will send a Democrat to the U.S. Senate. Doug Jones won yesterday's special election for Senate, narrowly defeating Republican Roy Moore. It's a stunning turn in a deeply red state, and we comb through the results with Democratic pollster Zach McCrary. He joins us now. Good morning, Zach.
Yes, thanks, Andrew. Good morning.
Well, you predicted in a blog post yesterday that Jones would win by 2 points, and that's about how things turned out. So congratulations on the forecasting prowess. But how did Doug Jones win this thing?
Yeah, I would sort of point to three factors. One is Democrats were simply more energized to turn out than were Republicans. Democrats were energized. Republican turnout was depressed. Another factor I would point to is that there are a lot of voters who generally vote Republican who just could not bring themselves to vote for Roy Moore. And the third factor is that independents, you know, which in Alabama usually break Republican, went for Jones by several points. And you certainly put those three factors together, and that's what it takes to develop the perfect storm for a Democrat to win in a very Republican state.
One of the things that was attracted a lot of attention around this race were those allegations of sexual misconduct against Republican Roy Moore. What's your sense about how that actually affected the race? Because a lot of people knew Roy Moore. They'd formed opinions of him before that came out in the Washington Post.
Right. Roy Moore was already a damaged candidate before the reports of predatory behavior surfaced. I think there were a lot of Alabamians, again, many of whom traditionally vote for Republican candidates, who had real qualms about Roy Moore looking for an excuse to vote for Roy Moore. And I think for a lot of voters, at least enough to push Jones over the edge, the Washington Post story gave enough voters that excuse either to vote for Doug Jones, to sit this election out, and we saw some write-in vote as well. So I think that absolutely, you know, in a race this close, those reports absolutely made the difference.
How much of this win by Doug Jones do you think is actually about supporting a Democrat or just keeping Roy Moore out of the Senate?
No, listen, Alabama is a conservative state, and that has not changed. Alabama is a state that generally has a Republican DNA. But I do think we see, even in very Republican Alabama, there are limitations to partisanship. Voters will only be pushed so far, even Republicans, even conservative-minded independents, voters will only be pushed so far, and then they push back. And that's what we saw last night, was a rejection of a divisive style of politics. And again, even in a very Republican state, voters pushed back.
For Democrats in Alabama, really for the Democratic Party in Alabama, what does this win by Jones do for them, particularly looking ahead to gubernatorial elections next year?
Yes, certainly. I think this shows that a good Democratic candidate can absolutely catch lightning in the bottle. The Democrats are still underdogs in virtually any given race, but there's nothing more difficult for a Democrat in a state like Alabama than a U.S. Senate race, than a federal race. I believe it's at least a little bit easier when you're talking about state races like governor, attorney general, than a U.S. Senate race, than a federal race. Still uphill, but it shows that a good Democrat can win if they get some breaks, and we now have a prototype of how to do that. We have a prototype in terms of a map of how to do that. We can see where are there Democratic voters, who are these Democratic voters that are available now as of last night, that it was by no means clear that there was 50% of the Alabama electorate willing to vote for a Democrat. We now know after last night those voters exist.
Well, Jones does have to defend this seat in 2020 if he wants to keep that position. There are Republicans who have said that they can just take the seat back if we put up pretty much any Republican other than Roy Moore. Can Jones hold on to this seat?
After seeing what happened in 2016, when many of us could not see a scenario where Donald Trump would be elected president, after what happened last night, when many pundits thought there's no way that a Democrat can win this special election in Alabama, I am very hesitant to declare definitively that something cannot happen. And I do think, you know, is Doug Jones probably an underdog? Yes, but he has, I think, 3 years to acquit himself, to make the sale with Alabama voters. And I think he will be, you know, a very formidable candidate in the future.
Zach McCrary is a Democratic pollster in Montgomery. Zach, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Andrew.